One other important note about Germany. The country has a shortage of skilled labor and a million jobs to fill. Despite the debt crisis affecting much of Europe, the number of Germans without jobs continues to fall. The story's the same even in Berlin, which is notorious for having the country's highest unemployment rate. NPR's Eric Westerville reports on one reason for all of this.
America's unemployment rate has remained stubbornly high, above 9% for three straight months. In contrast, in Germany, unemployment is at its lowest level in more than 20 years.
This guy is doing SEO, search engine optimization, and then this guy over here, he's just started a little company together with a guy from Sweden. And then over there is a team working on mobile app research.
Madeleine von Moll is one of the founders of Beta House, a sprawling co-working facility, as it's called. The company rents out space in a non-traditional shared office environment. Here, web and graphic designers, software developers, entrepreneurs, startups, and many others get space and a high-speed internet connection and the ability to work semi-collaboratively with others in similar fields.
Berlin is a perfect space for startups because it's cheap, it's creative, and you have everything what you need here.
The city of Berlin offers almost no help for tech startups except reams of bureaucracy efficiently delivered. There are no welcome packages or pro bono help from city or federal agencies. Beta House, in many ways, has helped fill that void. In addition to an open space office, they offer regular workshops for startups, as well as some free, if limited, legal, technical, administrative, and public relations assistance. Von Moll helped start the company in early 2009, when the last economic crisis was still ricocheting throughout Europe.
The bank said, "You're crazy." The investors we were talking to, they said, "Oh, we don't think this is going to work." The house owner said, "You are crazy," but they said, "But we like you and we will give it for you for just 3 months and you can test it out."
That was over 2 years ago. Beta House has since opened new co-working businesses in Cologne and Hamburg. New ones are coming soon to Barcelona and Sofia, Bulgaria, and negotiations are underway to open one in debt-rattled Lisbon. These days, Von Moll says corporate giants are coming to them, asking for advice and offering to collaborate.
We have all the big companies coming in, and they come with their people and say, "Hey, how can you provide a space where people freely motivated work highly creative and with no facility? How do you do that?" I mean, Daimler has money, has facility, has everything, but the creative people don't like to stay there.
There are, however, economic warning signs ahead for Germany. Figures show growth here almost ground to a halt in the second quarter. And there is huge concern that debt troubles of Greece will spread and eventually balloon into a global banking crisis. Web developer Karim Busushi was among the first to rent space at Beta House. He never left. He's currently developing an iPad app for auto giant Daimler. He says he prefers the freedom and community feel of this place to some corporate cubicle. Drawing on his experience in Beta House's co-working environment, where advice and help are often a few steps away, Busushi hopes Europe can find a similar way out.
Like the people here in Beta House work with each other, we should work. Germany should work more with Greece and with other partners in Europe.
You need each other.
The idea, yeah. Beta House shows that. It shows that we need each other. Even if somebody is suffering a little problem right now, I could help him if I have money to spend. Why not?
Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.